freedom.
Today.
We want peace.
I say.
The year was 1834. It was an awesome sight. Near 1 million people walk free. One night Caribbean plantations glowed with flambeau light for Cambole. 1834, Trinidad celebration of Cambole. Creative essence of the carnival. We play great spirit of emancipation. Free emancipation day. Challenge me now. The warriors win. No one could bend drums. Then tambu bambu inspire them. All the king's horses, all the king's men could not stop me. Cambole again. The true meaning of Cambole remains. Burning of the slave master's canes. Slave firepower without a gun. Putting the system of slavery on the run. In effect it was made untenable. So we were free when it became inoperable. But we don't know cause we let other people twist wrong the history.
Sandy Manite, brave warrior. Brave warrior, you is king. Brave warrior.
Some sight, great great grandmama told many a night how she great grandparents relieved their plight through Cambole. Way back, the African villages fell to raids. Caught after horrid escapades, the middle passage memory it never fades.
Then brought here to slavery, but the warriors will. No one could bend drums, then tambu bambu inspire them. And all the king's horses, all the king's men could not stop the Cambole again.
I was king, as all can see. Nigeria, Egypt, Congo, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Whether in Tobago, I fight to stay strong, or in Trinidad, till freedom comes along. But my people, I still have strength to lead. For my women and children, I prepare to lead. And I will build the plantations of those who build my ancestral land.
Sandy Manite, brave warrior. Brave warrior, you is king. Brave warrior. Brave warrior, you shall reign. For you is no longer a slave, you divide it.
It was an awesome sight. Then black women stood battling alongside black men fighting captain. Baker's horses went Cambole
1881.
From that midnight on, these many black braves told them, even though you say you rule the waves, we won't be held eternal slaves. The drummer shout, Kalinda! The stick men beat the troops that they sent. The bamboo, the drums did inspire them. And all the queen's horses, all the queen's men could not stop the Cambole again. The year 1881 now. Duty call and life a wall. I stand tall, you my foe will fall. Fail to return me my ancestral land. All this land is mine, I tell you that my friend. 4 years war be unto you when you need Queen Victoria's troops and your tyranny. Oh my great God, my great rock will lead with you mercilessly.
This colony. Brave warrior, brave warrior, you is king. Look Victoria, my brave warrior, he shall reign.
For he who worked this land is in true
true sentence. And for human rights I say, I sing my detractors who try to make me up a man. Sandy Manite, so walk, sit and walk. Walk in the middle of the road. Children, they'll not give me a list. But I won't walk in the middle of the road.
Defend this Cambole over here. An awesome sight when the people come out to right the wrongs that were done and better their plight. Even if it's only now our earliest national day emancipation, led the way without it, no independence. Eh, Cambole, Cambole, the people struggle with the forces. They send the bamboo, the drums, they inspire them. And all the king's horses, all the king's men could not stop the Cambole again.
Never again.
again forget. This is not a federally pillars of Caribbean society. We discarded them unceremoniously. Our obligation is to remember the ancestors did not surrender. And this knowledge will pass on and pass on and pass on and pass on and true respect to everyone. Then we go say,
warrior ancestors, warrior you is king. Before us, warrior, you shall reign.
For you will undoubtedly be the beginners of a nation.
Oh, what you had to go through, we will draw from you as a great source of inspiration. Sandy Man is dead. So warrior, we're at war. Warrior, walk in the head of the war. Children, warrior, we're at war. Warrior, walk in the head of the war.
Hear about the ancient pyramids, right? Well, Kambule is like part of a great pyramid, part of the great triangle, the part that is the center of the base, which is energized from the top by that invisible vertical which runs up and or down to or from the apex at the astral top. That apex forms a communal meeting place with the other two, Drum, which brought Tambu Bambu, and Kaiso from Kalinda, both residing at the ends of the said base of the pyramid. Kambule continues to make the bridge link and had kept them all together a long time. You see, with Kambule went all, the drum played. Drum was not only used for religious purposes, but it always made a spiritual connection. You see, the drum communicates with the God Force and the African saints, and the African styles with the traditions remained alive. The drumming and chanting from earth to the sky, nature responding to nature. The drum, and from that come Tambu Bambu, the mother of Pan and the steel band. The drum rhythms from Senegal, Gambia, Dahomey, now the new Benin, Nigeria, Ghana, and many more places. And from them, Yoruba, Arara, Akan, Congo, Mandinka, Igbo, and many others. Vongan, Fanti, Koramanti, Ashanti, many different people in the Caribbean from this ancient land, talking in many ancient languages. And so they understood each other from the common language of the drum. And Kaiso was presented a womb from which to be born, from which to spring. Kaiso of Kalinda, of stick fight, with the batonier called Rush Chantwell. You ever hear about those great stick fighters, eh? Under daylight of flambeau with stick in hand, they ruled their domains, protected those long guarded retreats, and admonished the disrespectful to submit or prepare for your doom. And little brothers and sisters, they were great believers in the power of the sacred rod of correction, for they mounted their sticks, and when the Chantwell sing, batonier, and the drum and bamboo beat, and the chorus chant back, my great batonier, it was currents of electric throughout the universe. Kambule was the stage for so many traditions. But the story really begins with the system of chattel slavery, when Africans, after being stolen away from their continent against their will, created many means of fighting their enslavement. Then, when in 1834, and in most of what is called the West Indies, colonialism made indentureship take up where slavery left off, the ex-slaves, knowing that they themselves had to do with the downfall of slavery, came out to celebrate what was for all times remembered as the burning of the canes. Kambule, Kambule. Now, in our quest to foster unity, let us tell the truth, for the truth shall set us free. All people love freedom. Before the long-awaited declaration of the coming proclamation and actual emancipation, the enslaved, despite their oppression, had been clandestinely making certain decisions independent of their master's wishes. They knew that the burden of carrying these countries' economies lay on their shoulders, and only after 1834, after slavery was abolished, that in the colonies of British Guyana, originally Guyana and now again so, from 1838, and Trinidad from 1845, and a few others including the then called Dutch Guiana, Suriname, that load was shared with indentured laborers from India. In fact, even before that, at around the time of the abolition of the slave trade, which took place in 1807, the system was in its death throes, ending at the abolition of slavery in 1834. With all of the other contributing factors that had come into play, of paramount importance was the will of the people themselves to be free. But even before all that, we must pay our respects to the indigenous people of these lands who were later exterminated, the people called Amerindians, named Arawaks, Karens, and others, whom Columbus chose to refer to as Indians, and to these lands as Indies, the West Indies, he said.
Trinidad, as we call it now, was then called Ayiri by the original inhabitants, before he discovered that these countries had already been discovered many, many centuries before his parents even dreamed to be born. And when he found out about these places, he was also told by the native people of visitations they had had for men, black men, who had come from the east and southeast. Africans whose spears were made of gold, silver, and copper. The copper, the better to smell their riches. These Africans told them of lands further south of their own islands, and of a westerly route from Africa between Guinea and Sierra Leone that would take them there. At noon on the day of Tuesday, 31st of July, 1498, on his third voyage, while riding the North Equatorial Current from Africa, he saw, for the first time, Ayiri. He called it Trinidad. He came upon it by using the route of the African Marinas. The southern end of the island to which Maruga and the Trinity Hills belong holds great importance to African emancipation when one considers the long contact the land must have had with the people of old Africa. Free Africa, a land of great civilization. A significant thing too that took place was that Christopher Columbus was shot at with arrows from the bows of the indigenous people. You see, after noting on his first two voyages the use of drums by the Amerindians, he brought with him drums and proceeded to beat them to help woo the people. But he found himself sending out messages that were interpreted as war signals from his drums, doing things we hear no about. In the very early 1500s, Father Bartholomew de las Casas called on his Pope to sanction the slave trade and slavery. In tribute to the indigenous people, they left legacies and at times helped runaway slaves who learned the mountains and terrain from which came many a revolt all over the Caribbean. The sons and daughters of Africa throughout their captivity at every opportunity sabotaged the plantation economy, and Cambouillet had more to do with the destruction of the slave system than happy harvesting, you know. And the subsequent August Day celebration was a profound demonstration of their unrelenting defiance. You must also remember that not every African on the land of Trinidad at that time was enslaved. As you should recall, before emancipation, before the first proclamation in 1833 and the actual date in 1834 of the abolition of plantation slavery, there was the aforementioned abolition of the slave trade by the British, where no longer were their subjects allowed to steal people from Africa and bring away to enslave in the West. And when this trade had ended for them, they used to then stop ships of their other enemy European nations that continued the trade in human flesh and would take their captive human cargo off these vessels and bring them to what they called a free land, referring to Trinidad, which in reality was still a slave colony like all the other territories up until 1834. And so a briefly bondaged African who was never enslaved on the land joined another African who was kept on free. Also take note of another free presence in the early 1800s with the entry of the African-American soldier who had been brought from the United States of America, the one who had fought to make his country independent, the first to die doing so. Remember Crispus Attucks? But yet found himself continually enslaved by his compatriots. His disillusionment was great and was one of several reasons why he fought against his holders with their former colonizers until the abandonment of that war. Then these were brought here to Trinidad and given land as free men in what is called the Company Villages, in a country that was still unfree from a land in which, if they had returned, they would have been sent back to slavery. So they settled in Trinidad. So you see, free and unfree, the land of the free and the home of the slave. But let us back up just a little bit now and examine the infamous cedula of population in 1783, when landowners in the French-speaking Caribbean, who were eager to run away, cut lacho as we say here, from the effects of the revolution which was underway in Haiti, with Toussaint Louverture at the helm, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, and Henri Christophe to come. Through the cedula, the French-speaking slave owners were encouraged to bring slaves into Trinidad, for which they were given handsome land grants for each slave that they brought so that they could continue the system of slavery. However, the enslaved ones were not docile. Now, when you look at all these rebellious elements that form the core of the population, you know it made for a volatile situation. And Trinidad being the last of the islands to be developed, slavery was not able to entrench itself for as long as it did elsewhere. People from many places gravitated here from the other islands, and Africa had a most prominent presence. Enslavement of the African in the West was the most destructive Holocaust in the world's history. At least 100 million lives had been destroyed. So this is why the celebration of the Kambole, as we know it, celebration of emancipation, is so important. And you see, because of that too, the Trinidad Carnival had been distinguished from just Carnival in Trinidad or Carnival anywhere. And whether or not people who jump up on the streets now know the meaning of it, that carnival was the surrogate Kambole, as it was what had been used for a long time as the freedom celebration. And it follows that August 1st day, the real day, is most important. Freedom Day, emancipation. Blow it like rubber band! The colonial authorities saw it as a dangerous precedent, inimical to the imperial interest. They had to stamp it out, but only succeeded in making the ex-slaves the now just physically free, that is, people, shift the focus of their Kambole by necessity into the time of the planters via Well to the Flesh Carnival Festival on the then 3 days preceding Ash Wednesday, the start of the Christian Lenten season. Then the Sunday was cut out. From then on, it took on new features. After hearing in 1833 of the coming day in 1834, much more freedom by the general population took place. However, let us not confuse the carnival with the spirit of the Kambole, that force of power by which the latter later on overwhelmed the former. The colonial rulers, after failing several times to stop the practice of Kambole at their carnival, made a strong challenge in 1881 to beat back the people, and the capital, Port of Spain, was the main arena for the Kambole riots of 1881. In later years, the battles continued, and their attempt at stopping us was dealt a decisive blow in that decade, even though skirmishes went on into as late as the 1890s, in Arauca, in Princeton, in San Fernando, and many places. Captain Baker was humiliated, and his subordinate Urquhart paid the supreme penalty. Read about the Arauca Savannah a little bit. People, men and women and even children, joined the fighting all over the country at these times, barefooted, with sticks and stones, against soldiers on horseback and foot, with guns and bayonets. Some lost their lives, but humbled the mighty, thus exalting the humble. The saddest part was that there were those inevitably on the side of the colonialist provocateurs. Old saying, some never learn. The frequent defeats at the hands of the displaced but daring African descendants, who were only seen by the bigots as ex-slaves, was the prime motivating factor for the attack the colonists led on the East Indian community called the Jose Riot of 1884, when Indians were shot down in the streets of San Fernando. Jose, a Muslim ceremony by tradition, that year went further than its mainly religious purpose, as all Indians, Hindus and Muslims alike were highlighting their downtrodden condition in the colony. It also transcended race, as Africans and many Africans of the Kambole at that threw in their support. You see, the authorities had once again moved to stop the drum, even banning it just earlier, for the Kambole episodes then up to 1884 were too much for them to take. But the drum was unstoppable. From that banning of the drum, Tambu Bambu emerged to replace the band drum. The drum lived on. Some of our heroes. Remember Luis Calderon, defiant, martyred slave woman, who was tortured for standing firm. Remember Sandy in Tobago, great leader who shuttled between Tobago and Togo. Remember the first slave revolution that succeeded in bringing about an independent nation, Haiti, even though ostracized and worse by the powers that were. Remember that early success of Palmares in Brazil, even though short-lived. All through the Caribbean and the Americas, these took place. Remember Daga, that liberation fighter in Trinidad who was shot in 1837. For even though slavery had been abolished by them, all during this time the authorities were attempting to carry out a so-called apprenticeship system that from the outset was doomed to failure. Remember the water riots of 1903 and what happened with the governor in the Red House, and the last major confrontation before our independence of 1962 happening in 1937 with Butler versus the governor and Charlie King in Faizabad, called the Butler Riots. Kambole! Kambole is people fighting for the future of their children and for their own future. It must always be remembered as such and be seen as a mirror of that reality. Your past lays a foundation for your future and is the pillar on which you presently stand. Kambule was really the celebration of the 1st of August holiday. Whether when we celebrated it at Carnival or not, and some of us still do, or on the so-called Discovery Day, which the connivers had really used to preempt and eventually replace the idea of Emancipation Day, Freedom Day. Remember Discovery Day Mass, which was banned in the 1950s? Kambule! Kalinda! Kalinda is Kaiso. Kaiso does always tell the history. Kalinda Kaiso of the Stick Fighters. It is the inspiration in song for the warriors who then represented and defended. Stick fighting, a martial art brought with the ancestors. The stick fighter, the chantwell and the chorus. Who are and where are they now? Stick play, done with elegant dance movements, and the Kalinda Kaiso go hand in hand. Drum, tambu bambu, pan. Pan from tambu bambu, tambu bambu from drum. So the drum is the grandfather of the steel band. Tambu bambu is the mother of the steel band. Pan, the steel band, is the offspring of the tambu bambu, which came from the African drum. Pan is a glorious revelation, a manifestation of procreation, a continued show of the power of will, grandchild of the great drum. Still, and all pales before glorious determination. Go, master drummer, go! Pan, drum, and bamboo complement each other. Drum, it is as another great descendant, Pan has come. Steel Pan, the steel band. Kambule brought Kaiso and Pan together. Kambule is freedom, Kambule is great. Dedicated today to those of us who have been trying to find the way. Though this story has not yet been told in its entirety, like our old chantwell, I sing out the battle cry and dare anyone to tell me I lie. The illusions must go. We will not mess with our history no more. Children, go out and tell it to the world. Aha!
Hey! Money, money.
Some sight, men, women and children in freedom's fight, they used to say, one day, one day, one day, come what day. Well, it come to pass till the 1950s so-called Discovery Day. We did still play, we Kambule, this August was coming, don't you pray. Who Kambule, lassie, all the people joining forces, them drum, bamboo and pan must inspire them. And all the king's horses, all the queen's men cannot stop the Kambule again. This nation we love like the things are below, like the things on above. With a recent past we will not hide, and our ancient history we bear with pride. We give to the nation we call our own, our love like a crown, our presence like a throne.
And a thousand years from now we'll all sing with this passion. Sandy Manite,
brave warrior, brave warrior, you is king. Look Victoria, my brave warrior, he shall reign.
For he who work this land is in true true sentence. And for human rights I say, I sing my mighty chakras who try to make me a man. Sandy Manite,
so walks with my war.